Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I know what you're doing here. You're waiting on Cliff Inico to come back, right? I know you've been camping out all this time, waiting on Cliff to come back. Well, come out of the tent. He's here. Cliff is back. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. He's an attorney specializing in legal and tax issues for small business. That's what I said earlier. He's one of our top small business attorneys. He is very handy around the concept of eBay, having written a number of books, including the eBay Marketing Bible and the eBay Business Answer Book. And he's our good friend, Cliff Inico. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure, man.
It's good to have you back. Also, the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book. That's a different one, isn't it?
So that's a big one, I'll tell you. That tells you everything you need to know about taxes when selling on the internet these days, and not just on eBay, but on Amazon now, which more and more people are doing, and elsewhere.
And speaking of internet tax, and speaking of taxes and the internet, my audience knows, Cliff, that about the debate that's been going on now for really more than 10 years about how much money the states are losing, the local communities are losing, because taxes on the internet are not, sales tax is not collected on the internet unless the seller has a nexus, a base of some kind in that state, which means that most sales made online are not taxed with sales tax. But that's costing the states a lot of money, and there's a big debate about this, a big argument that surfaces every year or so, but it's heating up right now, and I want you to give us an update on that.
You know, absolutely, Jim. And let's talk about this, too, because there's a lot of confusion in this area. There's two reasons why there are currently no sales taxes on the internet. I've been saying this from the very beginning. Whenever you sell online and the buyer is in the same state that you are required to collect and pay sales tax. There is no internet exemption. But there are two problems here. Problem number one is that the states, at least up until now, have not been aggressively enforcing sales taxes against internet sellers. Mm-hmm. And the big reason for that is they have trouble finding them. It isn't like you can open your Yellow Pages and get a listing of every online seller that's operating in
the enforcement community. Would be more expensive than the revenue.
That's right. Exactly. Now, the other big issue, of course, which you just alluded to, is that 99% of all sales taxes on sales on the internet are interstate sales. And internet sales currently are not taxed. It's unconstitutional. There was a Supreme Court case from 1992 that said that states cannot impose their sales taxes on internet.
This goes all the way back to the catalog business and all that, right?
Right. That's right. Exactly. This is that 1992 date is very important because it predates the World Wide Web. Most of us didn't become aware of the web until 94, 95, thereabouts.
We didn't even have access to the World Wide Web until the spring of 95.
That's exactly right. So there's two things going on here. This doesn't get all the coverage that it really needs to, but there's a lot going on, Jim. There's a big article in the Wall Street Journal last week. Both parties in Congress are getting behind a bill that would actually, for the first time, allow states to tax interstate sales. Mm-hmm. And that's really the big news here. There's a bunch of things going on, but the two big things are the states, number one, are not enforcing their laws very effectively, and that is the whole Amazon tax issue that's going on right now. There's two things going on, Jim. There's Amazon tax, and then there's the growing effort in Congress to tax interstate sales. So let's take each of these two things one at a time. First of all, the Amazon tax issue. A bunch of states now have cut deals with Amazon. What Amazon's doing now is it's going around basically saying, look, here's the deal. We'll start paying, you know, charging and paying your state sales tax in a couple of years, just to be nice, we'll put one of our warehouse distribution facilities in your state and hire a whole bunch of people that aren't working now.
Quickly.
So that's it.
So this
is what's going on now. So, and what they're doing now is they're going to force Amazon to start collecting sales tax on behalf of their affiliates. So if you're selling on Amazon as a third-party merchant, you're going to be required to collect sales tax in every state.
But the problem is that there are 72 different taxing precincts in the United States. Taxing districts, I should
say. Well, there's more than that. There's about 7,600.
That's why I said 72. I meant 70, over 7,000 taxing districts, which means that's prohibitive for a small business. And that's the problem I've got with this, Cliff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about this after these messages. This is really important, folks, because it seems like this thing is getting some critical mass right now. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.